Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie.
I love the fact that we have, you know, these kind of days that we can make some fun plans
right.
like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, as summer kind of comes, things start really kind of slowing down,
right.
or at least in our heads they do.
Yeah.
I don't know if in reality things
right.
slow down, but there's something about, you know, clear back in the day when we were kids, you know, it meant that school was out and,
yeah.
and kind
Time
of life
slowed.
Yeah. And really, my life continues the same,
right.
but in my head, it's slower days.
Yeah, yeah, yep. It is interesting. But yeah, I used to love every summer. I mean, I would just be so
right.
stoked for all the things I'm going to do. And,
right.
And all the fun. And then it would be over. And
yeah.
I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
So this summer, we'll enjoy it.
Yeah,
so.
You know, I, as a kid, even just enjoyed, we got different things in the mail for activities and stuff. If anyone did what I did, I got highlights, the magazine highlights. Do you even know what that is?
No.
Well, you should.
It's
an activity book. And
okay.
then I was a kid that went to the library all the time, and he went to baseball games and all that kind of stuff. So looking forward to as our time goes on. But, you know, today our message is from James 1:17-18. And it's a promise from God about what God gives us in life. And truly, I've always believed the seasons of that God has created seasons for us to enjoy.
Yeah.
That every season has something different, and not just the natural seasons of, you know, we're heading into summer, then
right.
fall, of course, and winter and spring. And I love every season, but I'm even talking about the seasons of life, that sometimes we don't really understand that every season of life is a gift from God, and God, it's not the same ever.
Yeah.
And that God is always moving us forward and enabling us to really experience the more of God. And so in the scripture, it says from the New Living Translation, it says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God, our Father, who created all the lights in the heaven. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word, and we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. And I love this word, and I think that sometimes we really need to start by really understanding whatever is good and perfect.
Yeah.
You know, that when we look at the good and perfect in our life, and sometimes it's hard to find that, you know, when the days are harder, it's hard to think, is anything good or perfect? But, you know, you can start with the basics of living. I mean, like the fact that, you know, you get to have a weekend that
yeah.
that you know you're going to have this weekend.
Right.
What a great gift
yeah.
from God.
That's right. There are lots of things to celebrate.
That's
yeah.
right. But I think it's sometimes that we need to start listing them.
Right.
And just say, okay, this truly is from God. And when we have all of our family come together, I always, you know, we miss the ones that are not there anymore. And I'm always careful to be grateful for the time that we have. And that's a good and perfect gift from God. And, you know, I think that as we are approaching a new season, we also approach new seasons in our own life. And so then it says, it is God who created all the lights in the heaven. And I think sometimes we don't understand that it is in the light of God that we have the experience of having the gift of life. And so this is a scripture that I think is well worth focusing on today, and to understand that every good and perfect gift is a gift from God.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.